Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies across major cities with a warm and pleasant afternoon, perfect for those heading outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post just in, an ex-hostage chief believes the Gaza war could have ended a year earlier, with more disarmament from Hamas, avoiding huge losses. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that former IDF hostage czar Maj Gen Nitzan Alon criticized the government's choice of war over potential Gaza deals, suggesting broader agreements might have saved more captives. Also this hour, I-24 News says Israel and the U.S. have signed an agreement for a permanent Jerusalem embassy compound, marking a significant step in the relocation process. Separately, Walla reports that further negotiations between Israel and Lebanon are expected soon, with a third round not being ruled out as Washington gears up for the next phase of the agreement. And finally, from Israel Hayom, Finance Minister Smotrich, at a conference in Jerusalem, claimed there's a warrant for his arrest due to his stance against the Palestinian state. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu visited IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon, remarking on the diminished capacity of Hezbollah. Raylan Givens, known as Jewish Warrior 13, questioned the viability of peace with Iran's current leadership, expressing skepticism about their so-called moderates. The U.S. ambassador to Israel, in a post from earlier today, expressed honor in standing with Foreign Minister Gideon Saar to sign the lease for the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, affirming its recognition of the city as Israel's capital. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gaza war, the Jerusalem Post highlights the opinion of a former lead hostage negotiations coordinator. He believes that the conflict's prolonged duration resulted in substantial, avoidable losses, including the deaths of up to 40 hostages. This insight suggests that earlier diplomatic resolutions might have led to better outcomes for both sides. Turning to the U.S.-Israel agreement, I-24 News describes the formalization of land allocation at the Allenby site for a permanent U.S. embassy compound in Jerusalem. This step is part of a broader effort to solidify diplomatic ties and embolden the U.S. commitment to recognizing Jerusalem's strategic importance. Meanwhile, Walla's coverage of negotiations between Israel and Lebanon indicates that the U.S. is actively preparing for a second phase of their framework agreement. This preparation comes as talks remain ongoing, with the potential for further rounds. Success in these negotiations could lead to enhanced regional stability. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports on the opening of a $3 million innovation center in Sderot. The RISE Hube project aims to attract startups focused on AI-driven solutions for health and emergency technologies, enhancing resilience and rehabilitation efforts. Separately, Walla Business covers the deployment of Iron Dome interceptors on Guam Island, marking the first such action outside the U.S. This exercise simulates a potential conflict with China, demonstrating the system's versatility and strategic value. And finally, Ynet Business announces that the IDF has signed a 21 million shekel deal with Magos. This agreement aims to provide a warning system against explosive drones, enhancing the security of IDF troops with advanced radar technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.